Hey family, King Caruso here, your Black History buff. Real quick, before the show starts, I just wanted to let you know that rather than running an ad for some random product, I've decided to bet on myself and use this spot to ask you to join me on Patreon. By joining, you'll help keep the podcast ad light, support the work that I do, and help me build a community away from the algorithms. And guess what? You can join for free. So if that sounds good, head over to Patreon and search for Black History Buff, or just check the link in the description. All right, I'm done. Now, let's jump into today's episode. Hey family, it's King Caruso, the Black History Buff, here with a story that's got a lot of layers. Today, we're heading to the West African country of Benin, where something potentially remarkable is happening. So, while skimming through the news this Sunday, I came across an article in The Independent. Don't judge me. According to the article, Benin has just passed a law offering citizenship to people who can trace their ancestry back to the transatlantic slave trade. On the surface, this feels like a powerful step towards healing some historical wounds. But could there be a bit more to it? Let's dive in. So first, the basics. If you're over 18, don't hold any other African citizenship, and can prove that one of your ancestors was deported via the transatlantic slave trade, you're eligible to become a citizen of Benin. Proof of Afro-descendant heritage can be established through various means, including civil or official documentation, authenticated witness testimonies, DNA tests conducted by approved Balinese facilities, or other technical and scientific methods. Here's a quote from the article itself.
People like Nadege Anelka are jumping at the opportunity. Nadege is a travel agent from Martinique in the Caribbean. When she first set foot in Benin, she said it felt strangely familiar, like the way people dressed, spoke, and carried themselves reminded her of her grandparents. That deep connection inspired her to move to Benin last year, and now she's hoping to officially call it home by becoming a citizen.
It's a beautiful personal story, right? But the law itself represents something bigger. Benin, like many other African nations, is starting to publicly grapple with its role in the transatlantic slave trade, a painful history that often goes unspoken. So let's talk about some of that today. Benin was once part of the powerful Kingdom of Dahomey, one of the most feared and influential states in West Africa. Dahomey's rulers became rich through trade, including the slave trade. For centuries, they worked with European traders, capturing and selling millions of people. The region became known as the Slave Coast, a name that just reflected its grim reality as one of the largest exporters of enslaved Africans, with an estimated 1.5 million people taken from its shores at the height of the transatlantic slave trade. If you've ever traced your family history and found ties to the trade, it's a good chance that those routes lead back to Benin. Mine does. But the history isn't all dark. The Kingdom of Dahomey was also a cultural powerhouse renowned for its art, music, and military innovation. The famous Benin bronzes, some of the most exquisite African artworks ever created, are a reminder of that cultural brilliance, even though many were stolen by European colonizers and scattered across the globe. Now, this new citizenship feels like a significant gesture. Like Benin is saying, we acknowledge our role in this history and we want to welcome you home. And that's true. But let's get real for a moment. Could there be other motives at play? For one, there's the economic angle. Inviting members of the diaspora to reconnect and settle in Benin could boost tourism, investment, and development. Countries like Ghana have seen major economic benefits from similar initiatives. Their Year of Return campaign in 2019 brought in millions of dollars from African Americans and other members of the diaspora visiting, investing, and sometimes relocating. Benin could be looking for a piece of that pie. And by framing this as a way to reckon with history, they're also tapping into a lucrative global market of people searching for a sense of belonging and heritage. However, hey family, I hope you're enjoying the episode so far. Yes, this is an ad, but it's an ad for me. I forgot to mention at the start of the episode that along with Patreon, I also have a newsletter that you can join for free. Isn't it refreshing to get an ad for free stuff for once? The newsletter is something I set up to keep in touch with like-minded people who don't love being glued to apps, but still want to keep up to date with what's going on through the good old written word, you know, like our ancestors did back in the 90s. You can find a link to join in the description. Okay, I'm out. Thanks for sticking around. I appreciate you, and please enjoy the rest of the show. It's important to note that while this citizenship confers many rights, it doesn't include political rights or access to the Beninese civil service as stipulated by Article 36 of Law Number 2022-32 of December 20th, 2022. And if that's correct, when you really think about it, what's the actual point of giving me citizenship if I don't get any rights? I'm not gonna lie, the whole working with no rights thing sounds really familiar. You're not gonna fool me twice. But then there's the political angle. Offering citizenship could strengthen ties between Benin and the diaspora, creating allies abroad who have influence and resources. This could help Benin on the world stage, especially when pushing for things like the return of stolen artifacts or foreign investment. Finally, let's not forget reputation. Reckoning with the slave trade and offering a hand of reconciliation could help Benin repair its image both domestically and internationally. It's a way to say, yes, we were a part of this, but we're doing the work to make things right. For descendants of enslaved Africans, reconnecting with ancestral land isn't something that's just symbolic. It's deeply personal. It's about reclaiming a story that was violently interrupted. For some, it's about finding a place that feels like home, where the echoes of the past can help to shape a new future. But it's also worth asking, is this gesture purely about reconciliation, or is it about economics and optics? Maybe it's a mix of both. And honestly, is that really a bad thing? Especially if it leads to healing and progress. Maybe a little pragmatism isn't the worst thing. For me, it's definitely something I would consider, but without getting any citizens' rights, it's not something I could see myself following through with. And that leaves me personally feeling torn. For us Blacks in the UK and across the diaspora, all we get told is to go back to your own country. This could be a golden opportunity to actually do it, but going with no rights is an insane thing to do. And if that is indeed the case, it leaves me feeling like this is less of an apology and more a case of wanting to run the exploitation trade all over again. But what do you think, family? If you could trace your roots back to Benin, would you take up this offer? Do you see it as a meaningful gesture, or do you think there's more going on beneath the surface? Let me know in the comments. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Until next time, stay blessed. Hey, you stay till the end credits like only the smartest of people do. Listen, if you stuck around this long, you sound like the kind of person who might really enjoy my Patreon. Over there, you'll get access to hundreds of ad-free posts, early access to videos and recordings, bonus content, and whatever else I can think of to add value to your life. And you can join for free. Plus, if you join a paid tier, you'll get your name in the end credits of videos and that warm, fuzzy feeling of knowing that you're helping me make the show bigger and better. You can find me by searching for Black History Buff on Patreon or by using the link in the description. That's it. I'm done. Thank you so much for staying with me, and I hope you'll stick around for more episodes and share them with your friends. Till next time, stay blessed.